fighting for America.
As long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they're going to keep killing us. But when we die and they die, we'll tear this goddamn country up.
Fighting for Idaho.
The lessons are really basic. Don't rob a convenience store. Don't fight a policeman when he stops you and try to take his gun. And when he yells at you to stop with his gun drawn, just stop.
Fighting for you.
Don't close your eyes. Focus, focus, focus.
Boise's Mr. Right.
You're the best, man.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You're doing such a grave disservice to police officers in this country by pushing a narrative that they're just going around looking to shoot and kill black people.
Joe,
and somebody has to tell me. Somebody needs to tell me why Michael Brown has been chosen as the face of black oppression. I see actually a reverse of what happened in Trayvon, where right-wingers clinged to this nasty, thuggish guy that chased a young black man through a neighborhood simply because he was black. He was guilty. Trayvon was guilty of walking while being black.
That's right. Trayvon Michael Brown, the goofiness continues. Good morning. Kevin Miller with you here. Blessed to be a part of your day at 580 KIDO. And each time that I turn on the network news, each time that I listen to the national programs, I think to myself, Lord, thank you for placing me in Idaho. Lord, thank you for bringing me here to a land that may not be perfect, but the people sure are close to it. You know, we don't have a lot of things here. We don't have the stress, the strife. We don't have a lot of the garbage that goes on, do we? I mean, think of what the impact this issue's having across the country, where people are blatantly lying about Michael Brown putting his hands up. And now we have people that are so heck-bent on disrupting the racial harmony of America that they've decided they're going to continue with this. You heard in the intro Louis Farrakhan saying, we're going to burn this blankety-blank down. My thought is, if America's so bad, if America's so racially offensive, if America puts down minorities, why do we have so many in sports and entertainment that we all watch and we all want to emulate? What was it, Larry King's kid said, I wish that I were born black? It divides us. It divides us. I think that we have to take a look at ourselves and say, thank goodness we don't have these serious issues in Idaho. My thoughts and prayers go out to anyone who loses a child. And then, you know, you take a look at Darren Wilson, who's been targeted for doing his job. And I love the Monday morning quarterbacking that continues to go on, where we're saying again and again and again, well, how do we know that he had his hands up? How do we know that he wasn't surrendering? How do we know he wasn't running away? Well, the autopsy says one thing. Well, forget the autopsy. Amazing. So we'll have the latest there. Joe Scarborough, a couple days ago, just really flipping out on the grave disservice being done by the media. And I mean, are we surprised? We saw this with Clarence Thomas. We saw this with Robert Bork. Those of you that have miles on the odometer know what I'm talking about. It's never about the truth. It's about emotion. It's about lying. And what concerns me, dear true believer, is the lack of critical thinking skills going on in America today. Most folks believe what they see on their tablets, on their television, because it's on TV, it must be true. And yet there's no questioning. You know, the Socratic method is such the great way of dealing with things. Well, you need to do it this way. Okay. Well, why are you doing it this way? Because you told me to do it this way. People don't understand the lack of critical thinking skills in America today. Anyway, let's get to the latest outrage here at 580 KIDO.
Joe, there's anything in the record and certainly not in the forensic evidence, that precludes the possibility that he had his hands up at some point when he was approaching the officer.
That's an awfully low standard. There's also nothing in the evidence that doesn't suggest a flying saucer from Venus swooped over all of them. I mean, that's a very low standard.
There's lots of evidence that there was no flying saucer, but no one would be claiming that he had
There's no evidence that it's precluded, though, Chief.
Okay, so this is... I'm not being difficult here.
I'm just saying that...
Now, Joe, you're supposed to go along with Eugene Robinson and... say the cop was wrong. By the way, Scarborough, former attorney, former congressman, not the belle of the ball when it comes to conservative issues. It's kind of like Erin Burnett the other day when she had the rioter on and the guy goes, burn this blank down doesn't mean that it's all about burning the blank down. Who's talking about violence? We need to have violence because of the injustice in this country. The same country that gives a lot of people social benefits, that gives a lot of people free lunches, that gives a lot of people small business loans, that gives a lot of people home mortgages and student loans. And let's face it, if you're a minority in this country, you're doing pretty well. How is that? Because you take a look at trying to right the wrongs or to make a more balanced playing field. How many people have tried to be police officers that are discriminated against because of their skin color, or fire officers, or because they're not a woman? I think this country does great things for minorities. And the fact that we have it's payback time, please tell me for what? I mean, Louis Farrakhan, he has like $3,000 suits, right? Louis Farrakhan lives a great life. Al Sharpton, he's made a great living out of sticking it to the folks, to the man. Like I said, you go back to this and think to yourself, hey, maybe I should, say, how dare these people do it? I just celebrate the goodness in America, and I think that's what's missing. You take a look at The Voice. You take a look at some of these great shows, and everybody's cheering for people. I mean, we are so pandering to the politically correct. We don't offend even if we disagree with people's lifestyles anymore. But, the idea of restoring trust, I think that the police do a great job. And we have some people here in the Treasure Valley that have issues with police. Our friend Tom Munns will talk about government oppression and the police, this and that, and then he goes and visits them. So, I mean, there has to be consistency. And nobody likes to be told what to do. The older you are, nobody likes that. But you have to follow direction.
Truth actually does matter.
I think it's a very uncomfortable question for you, Gene. Because I think it's an uncomfortable question for you, because if you say no, there is no evidence his hands were up, you're probably insulting a lot of people. Do you feel uncomfortable with the question?
No, I don't feel uncomfortable.
Well, do you think his hands were up from everything you've read?
Because I don't think there is any evidence that his hands were never up.
Right. Do you believe his hands? So the cop just did it. Do we believe in America today that someone is evil enough to shoot someone in cold blood? The same person that was a bully. The same person that beat up the cop. But he should have allowed himself to be beaten up because he's white. Come on. Linda and Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. This mess what's the name of the town in
Ferguson.
Ferguson, thank you. It's like going back to the mid-50s, early 60s, because what they're trying to do in kind of a reverse thing is make whitey bad. And look at us, we're succeeding and thumping ourselves on the shoulders. And boy, aren't we doing a good job of getting Whitey all stirred up.
I don't think Whitey is stirred up, though.
I don't think they are either. And I think I think we all need to be start paying attention to what our police forces are doing via the highway patrol, sheriff's departments, city police. And if we see something that is out of whack or a little over the top, I think we should go to the chief of the law enforcement group and complain. Sitting on our butts and doing nothing, spouting off with stuff that makes no sense is not going to change the situation. It's only going to make it worse. And the worse it gets in comparison to, you know, somebody throwing a snowball with a rock at it and hitting them in the head, which is dangerous, I agree, but what's happened in the last, well, let's see, this was in the 1960s, and I was about 9 years old when all of this started, and I remember the speech that Martin Luther King
gave. Dr. King, yeah, I have a dream, and that I agree with you, but I don't think that there's anybody that's living the King-like dream today.
No, they aren't. It's like who can rile up who the fastest and the nastiest.
And nobody wants any issues. Linda, you have a good day. Thanks for starting us out so early.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our great friend Linda from Emmett, I mean, her point being, whatever happened to the Dr. King speech? Whatever happened to I Have a Dream where... you have black little boys and white little girls can play together in harmony and love one another for the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Are we seeing that today in America? Are we seeing that with the president and Eric Holder? I mean, think about what Eric Holder is doing. He has gone down there, stirred things up while they were burning buildings. Holder is sitting there going, I'm going to investigate the police. Now, the big question here, how do we make this an Idaho story? 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you trust law enforcement? Simple question. We're going to start real early this morning at 6 a.m. here with Kevin Miller. Do you trust law enforcement? Then we had a lot of people yesterday calling in, if you heard the 5 o'clock hour. People were saying, I think this is a fundamental issue of civil rights, not racial rights, when you have police with the MRAPs, when you have police storming buildings and such. I mean, when you're in trouble, do you go get the gun or do you call the police? I'll tell you what I do next. 617, time for traffic at 5.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Communities are much, believe that we have still have a race problem in this country. Whites that live in more rural, basically whiter communities, they don't see the race issue. Do you think that's the divide, that maybe rural whites don't see this issue the way folks that live in urban America?
Perhaps, but you look at Ferguson specifically, this is an area where the governmental structures haven't caught up to the demographic change over the last two decades or so, and that's something you take care of simply by organizing and voting. But what I really object to is you can discuss all these problems, but let's not pretend that this particular incident was something it wasn't. If you look at the most credible evidence, the lessons are really basic. Don't rob a convenience store. Don't fight a policeman when he stops you and try to take his gun. And when he yells at you to stop with his gun drawn, just stop.
And none of this would have happened.
There you have it, Rich Lowry, and the look on their faces. I mean, it's very simple, right? Kevin Miller with you here at 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. From our friend Bob, Kevin, I treat the law officers the same way I treat the military. I always thank them for their service to the community. They sign a blank check also, as they know what peril they will be in at the start of the day. Are there bad cops? Yes. The same in all walks of life. We would have anarchy without them. You are correct, our friend Bob, and thank you for your service to our great nation. And that's really what it comes down to at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, do we in Idaho trust the police? If you have an incident at home, at work, what's the first instinct? Is it to get our gun? Is it to call the police? That's the big question. And, of course, we have the Ferguson propaganda that continues. Coming up, we're going to take a look at whether or not an elementary school kid should bring a gun to school. You've got this case in Middleton where Canyon County authorities issued a warning to parents and students today after a middle school student or Middleton student brought a toy gun to school on the bus this morning. I mean, do we not live in America where all of a sudden, you know, you can't bring a toy gun to school? You can't point guns. Is it that bad? I don't think that it is, and we'll discuss that coming up. Here's more of the Ferguson Love Fest with Kevin Miller.
Part of the answer, can people be trained to ignore, let's say, their built-in biases? Can they learn new attitudes?
The training and the body cameras, I mean, the training is something that is only going to help, but it's a culture thing. If it's in their head that they already have, is that they don't are not used to working with a group of people, and it's already into their head that that a group of people are demons and that they're, you know, huger than other folks. That's something that a training is not going to be able to get out of their head. We need to figure out ways that they understand the community, ways that they'll be able to understand the people in the community, so they don't just go in there with no understanding and then just releasing their rage upon this upon a community, and it's not
releasing their rage upon the community. Let's listen to both cuts. If the police tell you to do something, you do it. And now we have this guy, unchallenged by Andrea Mitchell, saying, you know, it's a culture thing. They're unleashing their rage. White police officers having the rage. We go to Jim in Middleton. Whoops. Jim in Middleton at 580-KIDO. We missed you there, Jim. Sorry about that. Let's go back to the Ferguson effect. Fergie.
Right. They need to be held accountable for the actions that they do. And there needs to be some type of trust within the people in the community. And that's not going to start on the people side. The police need to start that.
Because they're the ones who have the guns.
Yeah.
They're the ones who have the guns. What about the gangbangers? What about the other folks? Come on, man. Jim, my apologies. I hit the wrong button. Good morning.
No problem, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, this is not my quote, but you know how you make a conservative angry?
How?
You lie to them. Do you know how you make a liberal angry?
How?
You tell them the truth.
Hmm.
And basically, this is what this is all about. You know, we talk about race relations and so forth. I grew up in San Francisco, and I was born in 1959, give you some time frame. We had absolutely no problem with race in the city. Filipinos, Mexicans, blacks. We went to grammar school together. There was, I'm telling you, Kevin, it was just total harmony. And when you get people that constantly tell children and people about the differences, the cultural differences and this and that, this is where the divide comes in, and this is where racial tension comes in. If you just let it be, if these people just back off and just let people be, we wouldn't have these issues. And this administration has set back race relations 30 years. It's just appalling to see what's going on. And, you know, I am a little passionate about this. I'm not prejudiced, never have been, never will be, and I don't care if anyone believes me or not.
Right.
But Kevin, we need the folks, not just white people, what have you, American, not black, not white, human, need to stand up and shove this back into their face and say, shame on you. These things don't exist. And like you said, Kevin, you know, we're so kind to our minorities. We're actually too kind, and we're spoiling them. That's the truth of the matter, and this is what's happening. We are spoiling the minorities in America to a point where they have no respect for education, they have no respect for the law, and they feel entitled. And this is what happens when you give anyone too much. And this is what we've done, again, to the minority people in this country.
Like I said, it's interesting to me when I sit back, Jim, and hear all the propaganda and, you know, that's the evil police officers and we need training and they're the ones with the guns. And I'm going, what is what type of meds is Andrea Mitchell on to even think that?
You know, good question. And some of them are just so ideologically blind, okay, and others are purposely perpetrating this for profit, okay? To see what's happened with the relations, it sickens me and saddens me that these people are getting away with this. Sharpton is a criminal. This guy should be locked up for what he's done. And he's an aide to the president. And this guy, if you remember that rape case back, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, Kevin?
Right.
One of Brawley Gal. And he just came out in full force, you know, that this gal was raped by these kids.
Tawana Brawley. Or was it the Duke LaCrosse case? Which one?
And he was, I believe he was sued for defamation.
Yeah, Tawana Brawley,
Over that. And then, you know, Kevin, I brought this up and you heard about it also. The black officer in Utah that killed a white guy. I don't know all the facts, but I bet you dollars to donuts that the cop was in the right. And I don't believe that any cop, there may be a minuscule amount that I don't believe that they wake up in the morning seeing how they can shoot people or hurt people or what have you. You know, everyone that I know, I mean, people just that go to work every day, Kevin, they want to make a difference. They're putting their kids through college. They're making a living. People are, for the most part, are not racist people. They are just not. You know, they may feel uncomfortable in certain settings.
No, you're right, Jim. I got to run, but thank you, sir.
Okay. Have a good one, Kevin.
Good day. Our great friend Jim in Middleton. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I do want to remind you, coming up this Friday, our friends at Idaho Chooses Life will have their annual Christmas dinner and auction. That is December 5th, Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. at Eagle Christian Church. Congressman Trent Franks will be there serving Arizona's 8th District. I will be there as well. Would love to see you. It's one of my favorite events of the year. 344-8708 for more reservations. It's a good time to get some great food, bid on some great auction items. And speaking of auction items, we've got our auction going on right now at 580kido.com. Get some great Christmas presents for relatively cheap. You've got the value listed and you make the bids. It's the online auction at 580kido.com from our friends at Seize the Deal. Coming up, your chance to win tickets to The Sound of Music. Before that, our friend Simon Owen joining us live from London at 580 KIDO from Fox News Radio. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Kevin.
So, big news going on there. Before we get to Palestine being recognized and such, you heard about the Russell Brand thing where, you know, he's talking about income inequality and everything else, and then all of a sudden a reporter says, well, hey, what about the home you live in?
No, I haven't, but he regularly gets himself in these scrapes over here.
He's a character, of course, not like the characters in the Middle East.
No, but I mean, he does. He advocates all sorts of. Essentially, he's got a book out at the moment. I know that because you see it on every billboard around here called Revolution, I think, and he's got all sorts of ideas. But a lot of the time, they don't seem to stack up. But he's a big voice, that's for sure.
Wonder if he misses Katy Perry. Wouldn't that be easier to talk about than France recognizing Palestine? But I suppose we should get to that.
Well, yeah, it depends what you want, I suppose. But I would have thought so. I mean, the French have made an interesting step here. They recognized in their parliament yesterday, they took what they call a non-binding resolution, which doesn't recognize a Palestinian state, but it does and bear with me on the wording here, it urges the government to recognize a Palestinian state. So it's not binding the government, under no pressure to do anything with this if it doesn't want to, but it does suggest that there is an increasing push here, really, to get the two sides back around the table. That's what the French government is saying it wants to see, more negotiations, and in France's words, a final push for a two-state solution. That's the idea it's pushing for, and it wants another go at this. And France says if one final push fails, so maybe a couple of years from now, it would recognize a Palestinian state either way. Now, these symbolic votes took place for this one in Paris. We've had them in Britain, France, Britain, Spain, and Ireland as well in the last month or so. And then a couple of weeks before that, Sweden actually went one further and recognized a Palestinian state outright. Now, each of these moves, particularly the Swedish one, have been opposed by Israel, and yesterday the Israeli authority saying that this French vote will harm the peace process, not help it.
And you take a look at, well, it would harm the peace process. Did they give a reason why, Simon?
No, well, they say it's not the right approach to be going around offering support for one side or the other. But I think European governments increasingly are saying that they feel both sides have a case to answer here and should be talking about this. You know, there's no comment from the United States, but the sort of the rumor is the US isn't discouraging European governments from doing this, and it seems to be that the tide is only going in one direction. I mean, getting France and Britain are really two of the biggest voices in Europe, and to have them pushing this, well, it's a diplomatic attempt to get them around the table again.
Well, what about, does this impact anything else in the region? I mean, France has been pretty out front in its concern about ISIS. What about the European view of ISIS? Do they have the same concerns, the European Union, that we do, where we're issuing alerts to our soldiers that what they post on social media they should be careful about because of possible ISIS threats?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, I know there's been messages to soldiers in the States, but there also was one specifically about social media and uniforms to U.S. troops stationed in Germany, of whom there are tens of thousands. The concern really is more concentrated over here, actually, I would say, than in the States. I think the threat is probably more real here. ISIS boasts of having thousands upon thousands of foreign followers. Now, they come from all over the world, but there does seem to be a concentration of a number from Europe. France in particular has possibly got 1,000 plus, they reckon. The UK maybe 500, maybe more. And these are people who the authorities have great concerns about what happens when they come back. How do you keep track of them all with the resources that would cost? It's almost impossible. What can you do about it? Britain's looked at chucking them out altogether, but there are international law stumbling blocks before they can do that. So, yeah, I think there's real concerns here about it. It's clearly not linked to the Israel situation, really, but the ISIS, anti-ISIS movement here, there are real concerns among all sorts of governments in Western Europe.
Our friend Simon Owen. Simon, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Simon Owen joining us here. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Why don't we do this right now? Let's give away some tickets to The Sound of Music. Let's see. Let's do caller 10 at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Tickets to The Sound of Music from the Music Theater Vito, the Napa Civic Center, can be yours if you are caller 10. Now, what I was talking about moments ago with Simon, and he didn't know about it, which is interesting since it happened over there, is this issue involving comedian Russell Brand. You know Russell, he's rough, he's ready, he's that sort of thing. He's out there. He used to date Katy Perry. She wanted to marry him, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden he's become a social activist. Well, what I love about great journalism, and you could say, well, great journalism is nothing but you being a smarty blank, is asking that question that makes the subject uncomfortable. Now, Russell Brand, like a lot of these Hollywood bigwigs that want to make sure that you can't drive an 8-cylinder car, or you can't burn coal or wood because of global warming. They live in the big world of luxury jets going across the country, carbon this, carbon that, carbon taxes. They don't care. They're hypocrites. So, and if you're having a struggle waking up in the bed this morning, listen to how this reporter really gets Russell Brand. Now, the accents make it all that more enticing.
in London, isn't it? How much did you pay for your place?
It's rented. What
kind of rent are you paying?
I'm not interested in talking to you about my rent, mate. I'm here to support a very, very important campaign. And you, as a member of the media, have an important duty to help to represent these people.
Yeah, no, but it's still a point, isn't it?
I mean,
Hey, man, how much do you pay in rent? Why don't you go to a smaller, whatchamacallit? Why don't you do a smaller thing? And, give that money to folks that need it, right?
No, absolutely not. I would completely deny that. I'd say I'm part of the solution. People coming together to amplify the voices of ordinary people. That's precisely what's needed.
Amplify the voices of ordinary people. Well, how much do you pay in rent? How much do you pay, Russell? Russell doesn't want to answer the question. I mean, the look on his face is just amazing. So there you have it. I mean, the hypocrisy of the super rich, the global warming folks. By the way, it's going to be, in the 40s throughout this week? Anyway, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next hour, we will take a look at this situation in Middleton involving bringing a toy gun to school. Should kids bring toy guns to school? Or does that entice the violence? Have we become an anti-gun culture or a better safe than sorry culture in Idaho? That's next with me, Kay Millie, at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on.
What they're trying to do with it is create a country that is divided between race, between religion, between sex. This isn't a black-white issue. This is a natural rights issue.
I grew up in San Francisco. We had absolutely no problem with race. I'm telling you, Kevin, it was just total harmony. Let's
get
it
started. Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Congratulations to Wendy of Meridian winning the tickets to the Sound of Music from the Music Theater of Idaho. Coming up, guns in school, good or bad. Let's go to the phones and we go to our friend Thomas Munns at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Thomas.
Middleton, man, that's my turf.
So, you ran for the school board there.
Yeah, my first question would be, was this done by the county, or was this done actually by the Middleton City Police?
Well, you've got a lot of questions there, buddy.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, I've tried to help wake Middleton up, and I've actually been told to leave town several times because they don't want my kind there.
Now, wait a minute. They've told you to leave town.
Oh, I've had many people tell me to leave town. They don't like my liberty-minded, thought process and actions and stuff and writings in the paper.
Did you tell them this is America?
In some parts of Middleton, I don't think they want America. And to be honest, Kevin, as I travel this state, there's not too many people here that want America the way it was. They want America in what it's becoming. And it's really sad. And so, you know, this issue is just another issue where, I mean, this all goes up to the United Nations in some way, and the fact that our local jurisdictions have been trained by the Department of Homeland Security, that's actually being trained by the United Nations in an effort to be able to ban guns. This is an outrage.
Now, we're talking about the Middleton toy gun thing goes to the United Nations?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. If you go into, as far as you can even go into 1961 and look at the freedom from war and the ability to be able to, it was a complete plan by our own government to
right.
disarm our American people. And this is one way to do it, to be able to create this hypersensitivity about guns. You know, I remember, I bet you and I were going to school around the same time where we bought our BB gun with our own money, without our parents, from a five and dime.
Sure.
And showed it to our teacher at school. You know, and now we can't bring plastic guns to school. This is an absolute outrage, man. If I was home and I was a little bit more involved in this thing, I would be all over it.
Let me hit you with this one here, Timmy. I know your name's Tom, but that's a term of endearment.
I know.
Do you trust the police?
No.
Oh, now, Tom, you're on social media giving lectures to the police about how much you love them.
I do, but you can still love somebody and not trust them. It's become a fear, and I think a lot of what is related back to Ferguson is not, you know, what most people are saying. This is not a racist issue. This is not about the fact that people hate cops. People hate being oppressed by a government that is out of control. And the first line of interaction happens to be between the citizen and law enforcement. If the people had their way, they would go and could be heard. They'd go exactly to where they wanted to go. But you know what they do? In fear, they follow behind officers. They try to stay out of trouble. And we end up getting picked for the most minor offense. And all of a sudden, we've got this explosive thing. This is why this is incredibly dangerous. And this is why I feel like I have to go after this, because law enforcement believes they're doing a good thing. And in doing so, they are enforcing every single law that every legislature, every political subdivision creates that isn't law.
Well, but it is law because the people adhere to it, except the president.
Well, the people just don't know better. And so what we're trying to do is, when I was even talking to the Attorney General said one of his biggest frustrations is that people, our government, believes.
Now, Tom, I got to go, Tom.
I love you, bro.
I love you, Tom. Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Great points there. Quickly to traffic. 6:59, coming up, toy guns and schools, should they be banned?
Soothing Meridian.